ABC Radio Australia.
Now, the stories of young Fijian rugby players who run into trouble after signing an overseas contract are all too familiar. So now the FRU, working in partnership with the Fiji Rugby Players Association, have put a mandatory vetting process into place for anyone seeking a contract or scholarship abroad. The aim is to protect players from exploitative agreements that can put their welfare at risk and, in the worst cases, have even led to suicide. The FRU's chief executive, Koli Sawambu, says too many players have suffered as a result of loopholes in contracts that were not properly reviewed. So the chair of the Fiji Rugby Players Association, Ili Tambua, says the new protocol is designed to ensure that every player knows exactly what they are signing up for.
It is a big problem because, you know, the players just want to get over to play a bit football in a new environment and hopefully an opportunity. And at the same time, the advice from home or from guardians is to pursue that dream. But it's the understanding of what you get involved in, your responsibility, the cost and everything that applies within the area. Most players that are coming through have been supported by guardians and parents. But if anything does happen, what are their backup? Is there support system? What happened if injuries occur? And those are fine lines between contractual issue that they should understand. Because in the past, there have been issues with players going abroad without understanding that. And when contracts have been terminated or they've been left stranded, and that's the challenge that we want to be addressed, what they're getting themselves into.
Would I be right in thinking that the worst thing a young player could do is sign any sort of contract which doesn't cover them should they become injured? Because this is the real serious issue, isn't it? When a young player gets injured through no fault of their own and the club they're with, in certain circumstances, gives up on duty of care and doesn't even pay them.
Most contracts are in, you know, in the language of where they're going to be actually issued. So it has to be interpreted in layman's term here to understand. For them, they've always wanted to pursue that dream. But for us, it's the welfare and understanding of it, that if anything occurs, that they are being looked after and those that have a sign with them has a duty of care.
In the past, it's been suggested that some players or those looking after young players were reluctant to take their contracts to the Fiji Rugby Union because they were worried that that player might be prevented from taking up a contract overseas. But I think that was under a different regime. It's not like that now.
No, we wouldn't want to stop anybody pursuing that dream. It's the understanding of it. It's not only that, but now with having to have clearance from the national body and as well their contract vetted by the Players Association with affiliation of that the player is looked after. Our major concern here is the welfare of the players and the understanding of their rights and responsibility, and vice versa to the clubs or the schools they're going into, that the best interests are looked after here.
So in essence, what you're saying on the Players Association's part is that if a contract is offered, the player, their guardians, their parents, whoever is supervising it, should go straight to the union and have that contract properly examined to make sure it's watertight.
And because they've been registered at home, there has to be a release from the union to allow the player to move forth. And those certain criteria that we want, that has to be looked into before the release has been given to the player to move to the areas that they are pursuing in regards to scholarship or playing careers overseas.
What about your own experience in Europe?
There was a person during my coaching career went over there and had issues, and finally he committed suicide because of that. He had a young family to support, and the culture, the language, it's how best that we could support them and educate them into the environment so that they grow to be the person they dream to be.
If you come across a contract which, shall we say, has holes in it, as an association, what can you do about that? Would you go back to the club that's issued this contract and say that this is not right, you need to look at this, or just simply advise the player not to sign?
We do give them the advice. We write back to the clubs and should we got to address all of this. And at the same time, talk to the players. We got to address these certain issues before the release is actually being given to the players to go abroad.
So from now on, it's simple enough. Don't even hesitate. Get in touch with the union, start the process so that nobody, we hope in future, falls into the sort of holes that players have had in the past.
That's what we're looking into. In the past, a lot of players have gone overseas and then the clubs write back or the parties write back to get a release while they're already overseas. But here, what we're trying to say, be educated about and understand what you're getting yourself into. We can support and educate that. And before you even leave, you've got to cross the T's, dot your I's. And then if there's anything that you come across, we can always have the understanding of how we're going to support.
Ili Tambuya, chair of the Fiji Rugby Players Association, talking about the new safeguards put in place to protect players from dodgy overseas contracts. And he was talking to Richard Hewitt.